Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. How may I help you?
This is Zachary Stuckey, Mr. Jose.
Oh, yeah. How may I help today?
Have you spoken to Mr. Moloch, the service coordinator from Keystone?
Oh, correct. Yeah, I was able to speak with the service coordinator. Absolutely.
Okay. He's not my service coordinator anymore. I need him today. Let me say something to this group here. You people, let me say something so you understand me. You told me your management was going to call me. They need to call me. They need to call me. Legally, they need to call me. You people fired my daughter, and then the insurance company and y'all, you want to conspire like it's right for you to fire her, like it's some kind of investigation going on. There's no goddamn investigation. You understand me? Because my family take care of me 24/7. Who do you think been taking care of me when they weren't getting paid by y'all? I want to say this to you, Mr. Jose. I want to make a promise to you. This insurance has been giving me a lot of BS for a long time. And I told you that when I first met you. I told you that. But there are false matters against me and my family. You understand me today? I promise this insurance company, all the matters that I've been going through, I want to go public about what's been happening. You understand me? I want to go public and bring attention to all these issues here. That Mr. Maylock, he's a liar. He worked for them. He's a liar. These people are a bunch of liars. Don't you make yourself a liar either, you and this agency. Because I get on the phone with the state today and tell them exactly what has happened with y'all. You understand me? Don't play games with me, sir. Because initially you people violate my rights. I can have under my Medicaid anybody I want as a family member to work for me. So you fire her now. They're in the insurance company. They want to act like they don't know what's going on. But now it's between me and you. Now they're saying that what they said to me today, I want you to understand me. So he said to me today that she can't work for me no longer. Who do you think you're talking to, man? That's my daughters. They can work for me if I put them on the next agency I go to. If that's what it's going to be. You understand me today? They still, see, are you understanding the law under Medicare? Because if you're not understanding the law under Medicare, you better look it up. Because I, as a senior citizen, under Medicaid, Medicaid insurance, I have the right to pick a family member to work for me. I don't have to have nobody from this agency work for me, sir. Understand me? Don't try to work both tables. I know you want this account, my account. I know you want it. Because you know the disability, what's going on with me. And I know you want this account. You understand me? But I don't have to stay with you. You want to fire my daughter, but you think I'm going to stay with you? And you disrespect me and my family? You people are taking drugs, aren't you, or something? You're doing something stupid because this is not good for you. Or for community health choices. You understand? So people lying and lying, you're covering up what you do. You're going to find yourself in handcuffs. And I told them the same thing. You understand me? With this criminal stuff here. I got the right to pick whoever I want. You didn't have the right to fire her before any investigation. As far as I'm concerned, I know there's no investigation. You understand me? It's like I told the service coordinator today. I know maybe he spoke to you already. Let me say this to you one more time. I left about 4 or 5 messages with your answer service. You people better have management call me about this situation. All right? I don't have to stay with this agency. Are you kidding me? There's plenty of agencies out there who will take this account. You understand me today? So you want to fire my daughter, but it's okay. I can have someone from the agency. I don't want no one from this agency or any agency. The next place I go, guess what? I'm going to get a family member to work for me. These aides not going to do the things I need done. They're not going to be here 24/7 past the hours they're supposed to be here. My family got keys to come in and out of this door to be here anytime they want to. You understand? That's the kind of disability I have. I just come from walking right now. I couldn't go 2 blocks. Just now, by myself. I couldn't go 2 blocks. I had to come back on this beautiful day in my home. I couldn't go 2 blocks, man. Don't mess with me, my disability, man. Okay? Don't try to put in place what you people want to put in place when I know the law. You understand me today? Your management, your boss, they better call me. Okay? Because I'm very upset about this matter and what you people think you're doing. Right? You want to fire my daughter, but you want me to still be with this agency. You taking drugs, man, or something? Are you? You understand my point. You have management call me. They better be calling me as soon as possible. Okay, Mr. Jose?
Absolutely. I will let him know.
And one more thing here. I will have the Attorney General on your ass today. You understand? I will have the Attorney General on your ass today. And this insurance, see, understand something. Don't get yourself in trouble with this insurance, because they're already in trouble legally here. They've been in trouble way before you. You understand? And it's going to come up with them soon. Don't get yourself involved with the criminal matter with this insurance, because they're a bunch of liars. You know the things they've been doing here on this door? You don't know, right? So don't get yourself involved with this insurance and you don't know what's going on here. You understand me? I mean it. Because I will put everybody on legal blast. I will FaceTime it. I will social media, Twitter, everything I need to do to bring attention to what's going on. You're going to have a legal problem, sir. Your management better reach out to me.
Absolutely.
Okay, Mr. Jose?
Yeah.
All right, man. They better do it as soon as possible. Thank you.
Of course. Okay, have a nice day.